If you would find in your notes, understanding the difference between biblical empathy and sympathy. And we're going to discuss why it matters. And in the process of trying to get to an answer, we're essentially going to do a Bible study. If you have your Bibles, we'll do a lot of flipping back and forth. I know you want to do that with also trying to keep your notes on your lap and everything else, but I think it's an important topic. It's worth contemplating, as this seems to be an issue that is and has become important in biblical counseling. So we want to work through that. I look around this room and there's so many of you I know, and I am so grateful. It is a joy to be with you always. Right when you're with the experts, that's a good thing. So I'm glad to be here this hour. Why don't we pray and ask God to give us wisdom as we think through this issue. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the time we can spend now. We pray that you'll be honored. We pray that you'll use me in my weakness to serve these brothers and sisters. Thank you for their faithfulness. So many of them we've seen over and over and over. They take this material and they go out and serve so well your children. For them, I am so grateful and just pray that you'll be honored in our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this issue of biblical empathy and sympathy, you say, I've never even heard of this, and that's fine if you haven't. At least we can talk through it and give you a sense of it if you do run across of it. But what I have found is that there are people among God's people, and some who've even showed up at my church before and said, announced, oh, well, empathy is a sin. Well, where are they getting that, right? I heard that and started scratching my head and saying, now, I'm not that old, but I've been around for a couple of decades, and I've never heard anyone say empathy is a sin. So what are they talking about? Why are they proposing that empathy is a sin? Right, your first take is they're responding to something. And when I started doing some research, that in fact is exactly what is happening. There are some in Big E, right? There's some in the evangelical world, depending on which camp you're in or which Twitter feed you follow or whatever, they are suggesting that empathy is a sin. We're going to talk about that. I've got a quote or two to give you. But we, friends, one, we don't want to get out of balance, regardless of what position we have. And two, we need to understand what the people's concern is or concerns are, and then try to at least work through that. So with that in mind, let's talk about the issue behind the issue. The issue behind the issue, and here's our big question, is empathy a sin? Now, what brings this issue even up? And I would suggest the whole sense of being woke is what brought it to the table. People who are observing what's happening with certain segments of the population, and as they observe those things, they're saying, well, you have to listen. And whatever someone says, you have to believe that. And as you believe it, if they said it, then it's true to them. Therefore, you need to accept it as true. And so there's some in the evangelical world that are just losing their minds over that. And we understand, right? As counselors, we would be most unwise if we listened to someone, heard one perspective, and said, oh, yeah, that sounds right to me. We never, or I hope, we don't do that. We seek, we do our due diligence, we ask good questions, we realize there's always, according to Proverbs, a second side to the story. But my concern is if you listen to someone describe empathy and they describe it in a way that you would say is sinful, then the pendulum would swing to the extent that we wouldn't show good quality care in an effort to be theologically accurate. Our care would decrease, And so that's why I want us to at least look and think through this. What is the general idea of feeling someone else's pain? How do we think through it? Notice this statement. It says a number of evangelicals define empathy as sin and sympathy as godly. I've given you a number of things there you can look at. One wrote this, notice, the problem of empathy is that it's a satanic alternative to the virtue of compassion. Now, friends, in fact, let's just put up my next statement. All right, I was as honest as I can be. For most of us, depending on our age, this just seems ludicrous. But it is from some pretty heavy or loud pulpits, whichever way you want to measure it. This is not in just a corner of evangelicalism. It's something that's actually being said often. So if they're going to say that, I'm going to suggest in this hour, we're going to push back a bit. Because it seems like that's a bit far. Eventually, in fact, when people did begin to push back some of those in the evangelical community began to call this, and by this we're talking about calling empathy a sin, began to call this only a rhetorical device to make us think, which that's what we're trying to do this hour. But here's the problem. If you use that as a rhetorical device, but then you never come back and erase all the places where you act, right? So the conversation gets started, and you never go back and erase those things. Then you have men showing up in life groups with other men or at a men's prayer meeting, and they announce to everybody, all these guys are sitting around having biscuits and gravy, and they're ready to pray together. And you have some man that just heard a podcast or just read an article, and he announces to this group of men who want to be men, he said, well, empathy's a sin. Oh, really? And they all walk away saying, yep, empathy's a sin. Friends, that's not the way. I'm very concerned whenever we would accept a statement like that and not be ready to talk through it. So that's why I hope at least this Bible study will help us. Yet, the solution cannot be to land where we call empathy a sin. But I hope you would say, right, I hope you would push back against me and say, but do they have a point? The reason that some would call empathy a sin, is it because some Christians are actually speaking and defining and thinking about empathy in ways that may in fact be unhelpful? There's a couple of terms here that I've located as I've been working on this particular topic that I think are important. In fact, I would say the five terms that are listed here are all ways and various terms that can discuss empathy, but in every one of these examples, it is sinful empathy. If we were going to talk about empathy and only isolate the word or the concept to these five terms, then we could get in line as well and say, well, that's sinful. But why would we be so unwise to do that? And certainly, why would we give a good term that discusses a real way to love and serve people to the world to say, use this however you wish? There are some really rascals. In fact, there's a guy in our community. His name is Kevin Carson, and he's a rascal. It's not me. Some of you that know me may say, oh, there's two of them in your community. Right, I get that. There's one guy in our community. His name is Kevin Carson and has the same middle initial. And he doesn't pay his bills. I get letters addressed to him. I have people who think I'm something different. I do KevinCarson.com. There's some other guy I think that does KevinCarson.net. Boy, his take on life is really crazy. But I don't say, well, you know, I think I'm going to just change my name then. if these two guys have the same name and they're rascals, I think I'll just legally change mine so that